So my summer has been really busy, but all filled with good things. I've been all over the place playing shows and get to do some fun stuff in the middle, like going to the lake and stuff like that. But it's just been a summer full of music, so I really can't complain too much about that.
Now, I know another highlight for you during the summer, if I remember correctly seeing your social medias, is that you went down to Nashville. Share with us a bit about that experience.
Yeah, so we went down to Nashville earlier this year, and it was so much fun. That was my very first time to Nashville or to really anywhere in like the southern states of the U.S., and it was so cool. I wasn't sure how I was going to like it because Nashville's a big city, and I don't really like big cities, so I was like a little bit nervous that I wouldn't like it, but I loved it. The vibe down there is amazing, and of course, everyone loves live music, and live music is everywhere, so it was so much fun, and I got to write a bunch of new songs with some very talented artists and songwriters down there, and I'm actually going back down this fall, so I am so excited to get back there.
Now, hold on. You just said you've been writing up some new music. Can you share with us a bit about some of this music that you've been working on?
So I have been cooking up some new music. We've been working on it for quite a while now, and I'm so excited. I guess I could tell you guys that there is new music coming very soon, and I'm really excited to share. I feel like this new music is, I've been really trying to focus on what I want to sound like and who I want to be as an artist, and I feel like I'm really finding that, and I'm really so proud of this new music. I feel like I have kind of a new confidence, kind of a new sound, and I'm just feels like an involvement for me, and I just can't wait to start sharing that with everyone.
So speaking of that involvement, you were just recently selected for the Osotokino Indigenous Incubator taking place here in Calgary at the National Music Center. With
yes.
that evolution of Brent Rose, what are some things that you're excited about being at the National Music Center?
The National Music Center is so cool, and it's so amazing to have it right here in Calgary, and I just can't wait to connect with other Indigenous artists that are going to be there, the industry experts, just spending an extended period of time at the National Music Center. I have a feeling it's going to be very inspiring, and I'm really excited to just kind of focus on honing some more music and, yeah, making new connections, trying new things maybe. And, yeah, I'm not really sure what to expect, but I'm going to go in open-minded and just try my best and see what happens.
Well, we all know you're going to do fantastic, and there's more that we would love to talk to you about, especially, you know, CCMAs are coming up, and I just realized you're going to be part of an all-women artist show, including with our good friend and a friend of yours, Ashley Ghostkeeper.
Yes, I am. So that is put on by Nicole Ray. She's a country rock artist from Ontario, and she does these all-women showcases quite frequently out there. And so she brought them to CCMAs last year too when they were in Hamilton, and I was fortunate to be a part of them then too. Now this year coming to Edmonton, she's bringing them here too. And to be in that lineup, Ashley's going to be in there. I think Megan Dawson's in there. Caitlin Lehner's within that round too. And they're going all week. So there is so many all-female showcases going on, and I just think that is so cool. And I feel really honored to be a part of it.
For those that want to make sure they're keeping an eye on what you're up to, staying in touch, especially when we want to mark our calendars about new music, how can they do that?
So the best place you can find me is on any of your favorite social media platforms. It's just at Bretton Rose, B-R-E-T-T-Y-N. That's the good thing about having a unique name is I can have the social handles. So you can find me there, whatever platform. And yeah, you can keep up to date with what I'm up to.